remember my older brother, two kind of Steve and his golfing mates, deliberately chose Melbourne as a place to have a weekend of golfing. And the highlight of the golfing trip was to Amy Park to watch Melbourne against the Warriors, Anzac Day, 50-0. Can you imagine it? Got themselves all the way there. The Warriors lost 50-0. Last night's game was a real high-quality game. Look, Mehdi Baker's going to be a regular contributor to our sports thinking. Mehdi's awesome, and I've worked with Mehdi. She's a skillful commentator. She does work for Sky, works in Māori kaupapa, and we chatted last week. Mehdi's also been in the New Zealand League team and has played sevens, rugby, coached all across the world, and she's based down in Murihiku. Thanks for joining us. Te tuene, Mehdi. Kia ora anō.
I'm in rainy Christchurch at the moment, so, yeah, not the best.
I just spoke with Glenn Lama only because I wasn't sure that we'd connected. I thought I'd text Mehdi Baker, but I'd actually text Mike Baker. He'll be wondering, what the hell is this all about, Mike? Mike's from Manaia on the Coromandel Peninsula, so text to apologise there. Mehdi, just touched on the fact that RTS is returning to rugby league. You've played both codes. It does take some transition because there's quite a lot of skills in rugby that you need to know to play it well, and sometimes the league skill set doesn't immediately marry up. I'm not saying that he wouldn't have been sensational given more opportunity in rugby, but he's found that he wants to get his hands on the ball a bit more and is returning to the Warriors. Your initial thoughts there, please, sis?
Yeah, I had him on my list to talk about because he came back over to rugby to get that black jersey and essentially get away. He's still available for World Cup, so there's no issues there. And then the Warriors snapped him back up. But I just, I've been in both different camps, both rugby and rugby league, and I just feel as though that the cultures are different. That could be one of them. The second thing is that it's very limiting. Rugby is very limiting. You really only get one or two shots, whereas you get a bit more space in rugby league and it's a bit more fast. You can, you start from standing from the sets and things like that. So as you can see, there's not many, if you look at all the converts that have come over, there's only been a couple that have been really outstanding, like Sonny Bill Williams and Brad Thorne. You know, they are the outstanding converts. But everyone else has been kind of a bit hit and miss. You think about John Kerwin went to the Warriors. There's been a few of them that have gone over and they haven't actually been that great. Matthew Ridge, back and forth. I'm not surprised that he's gone back. I think that he's a leaguey through and through, and I just think that game just doesn't suit him, to be honest.
Tēnā koe. Your brief is to cast your eye across the sporting landscape, and it's certainly not all oval balls, although rugby and rugby league are two of the games that we focus on a lot. But obviously we're hosting the FIFA Women's Soccer coming up. So anyway, I'll leave the stage to you for a moment. What's taking your eye sporting-wise?
Yeah, my eyes have gone over. I noticed that we're going to go back to Niall Williams going to rugby league, which is huge in the women's sport. She's finished up, retired from the World Series, and then she's basically going over there because it's probably, she's 34 years of age, probably got a couple of years left in her to sort of do that. But this is a warning to NZR, and that's what I think. This is a warning to them that basically if they don't become a bit more professional in terms of how they pay their players and things like that, more players are going to go over the ditch and play it because it's a competition, there's increased teams, there's more opportunities to play, and I already know some Kiwis are already over there. Felicity Pedwell from North Harbour's over there playing for the Cronulla Sharks, Gail Broughton's already over there. There's going to be more that are going to go across the ditch, and I think you might be giving Black Ferns 30 players contracts, but that's just, I don't think that's enough. They need to extend that to stop it. But the other thing that I was looking at is Lydia Ko over in Texas. She's playing golf over there. She's one of the best golfers in the world, and she's ranked 17th at the moment. So she's having one of those, I don't think she's having a great day there, Dale. not a great day.
She's a great ambassador, though, and you know, such a pleasant-natured athlete and skillful as. But it's not all going to be you know, roses for Lydia. But she's got the ability to work her way back, and if it's not this time, it'll be next time. She's certainly a top gun. What's happening this morning? You've got your eye on it.
Yeah, just looking at it at the moment. So the other thing that I've been looking at is Whitney Hanson's, he's been promoted to director of Matatu in Christchurch. She's the only female at the moment with a full-time coaching gig in rugby. So we're still way long time to go there, isn't it?
Yeah, it looks like. And look, there was some news out from NZRU regarding who was being paid, and there seem to be picking at things. You say there's building frustration from many wahine playing rugby and might get across to NRLW or something of that nature unless the NZRU act fast.
Yeah, they need to change the way they structure it. They need to increase the opaki. They need to be playing more players. Like, you know, the NRW have got so many teams, so many players, and everyone's getting paid. So you've got to see, there's going to be a point in time where players are going to be like, well, I'm not going to be a black fern. I'm not going to be this. I'm going to go play rugby league in Australia, and I'm going to get paid for it. I'm going to do exactly what I want to do and play every day rugby, get paid for it, you know. Japan is starting to open their gates again. USA have got pro contracts coming up. It's for women. So there is opportunities for women out there to actually start making this a career.
We wish them well, and you too. All the best in Christchurch today, a murky old Christchurch. I look forward to talking with you each Friday at around 10 past 9. Meta Baker, commentator, looking at not just women's sport, but across the board. And I thank you for keeping your eye on the sporting landscape on our behalf, Meta. I look forward to our conversation next week too. Ngā mihi.
Ngā mihi.
Tēnā koe, Meta Baker.